Hello again. Hello, hello, hello. And welcome back to another episode of Healing into Femininity. I am Joanna Fatonji. If you don't know me, welcome to my world. This is all about spirituality, creativity, and money. Okay, that's what we talk about. Let's be real. That's the only thing that really interests us as women. That's what I believe. So, yes. Of course, we can't be that limited. And this is exactly what I want to talk to you about today. What nobody else in the feminine energy space is telling you, okay? So there was a trend in the feminine energy space in the past few years where so many women came online, literally on YouTube and all of that, and they were speaking about how to be sensual, how to be soft spoken, right? How to be more, somewhat more like that, right? Like, yeah. Okay. Like you get me, right? So there's all of this conversation about how to be feminine and all of that. Okay. So I am speaking about it from a more holistic perspective. So if that's something that resonates with you, listen up. This is going to be very juicy today. So number one, my basic assumption of the world, of us being human beings, is that we are spiritual beings in a human experience, right? So we are all, you, me, everyone, we are all God, okay? So I believe that the divine energy, source energy, is masculine and feminine, right? The oneness, everything, yin yang, all of it. Okay, perfect. So this is number one. We are energy. We are divine energy. And we're talking about the human experience, right? So we are not only the divine energy, we are here to create the human experience. And I believe that it is not my concept. It is an ancient concept, and it's so true. And this is what I love. I love timeless principles. So we are here on this planet, and stay tuned. Like, this is not getting too theoretical. It's going to be very applicable to your life and to get everything that you desire, because we're here speaking about how to create your dream life. Okay. So you are feminine essence. I'm talking to my feminine essence being. Most of the women are feminine essence, and many gay men are feminine essence. They're also masculine gay men, right? But they're also feminine essence gay men. So we are, let's say, 80% feminine and 20% masculine. Femininity is collaborative, right? It's intuitive. It is more the playful, creative side of the brain. It is more cyclical, right? We are interconnected, not so linear. These are just a few aspects of the feminine. What else? I believe that in the feminine energy space, there were so many women just speaking about a few of the aspects of the feminine. So we have the dark goddess, right? The dark goddess, I will go deeper into it. Dark goddess, mystic, mother, lover, warrior, and medicine woman. And I know that we have to develop, and this is feminine personal development. That's the archetype. This is the structure that we can all use to really come into our wholeness, because that's basically what we are here for as a journey, as a woman on this planet. We want to become all of who we can be, and that includes becoming all of these archetypes. It's like having these archetypal energies. Archetype just means, if you don't know the word, it just means the original energy, right? It's not diluted. It's not watered down. It's like the primal energy, right? Primal, original. Yeah, just the way it is, very raw. Okay. It's like you have these energies in pots, right? In glasses, for example. Like, this is, you have a glass of dark goddess, you have a glass of mother, you have a glass of lover, you have a glass of mystic, you have a glass of warrior, right? You have all these glasses, and you're cooking, right? You're cooking And you're now taking a little bit of the dark goddess, a little bit of the warrior, a little bit of the mother, and so on. You get the point, right? And this is you, right? And I want to tell you that many women that are in the space of teaching or coaching or in every space, basically, if you're an artist, maybe you just want to identify with the lover or the mystic, right? The lover is the more like the sensual, seductress, the beautiful, the maiden, the young woman, this beautiful, innocent, sexy, perky breasted, right? Perky breasted, young woman, right? That's the lover. Okay. But you are maybe you identify with being a mystic. Mystic is like being tapped into the spiritual. Many women in the spiritual field are in that energy, like the mystic, like I am so spiritual. Okay, that's amazing. I am that too. I'm not judging any of that. Okay, but let's be clear. Lover, mystic. But sometimes we have to bring out the dark goddess. The dark goddess is more the queen of the underworld, right? Being real. Like when I think of about the dark goddess, I think about a woman who has seen it all, right? In the underground, like she knows the dirty life, right? Sometimes we have to be the dark goddess as well. Sometimes we are the mother where we are nurturing, maybe with our own kids. And but we can also bring that energy out in our work, right? So we can be the mother, nurturing, loving, comfortable, like big-breasted as well, like having like that cushy energy to caress somebody. And then we are the medicine woman. I believe that all women who are on the path of being entrepreneurs or being like coaches, energy healers, artists, poetess, writers, musicians, all of that. Our medicine is in our art. It doesn't necessarily have to be that you are a herbalist or something. You don't necessarily have to create a physical or literal medicine, but like the medicine can be your voice, right? The medicine can be your dance because it's so beautiful, it's so healing. So it is necessary, like my point here is, it is necessary to understand that you have to cultivate all of them, right? You have to cultivate all of them. What really pisses me off is when people, or women especially, think that they only present themselves in a certain way. Yes, you probably have a dominant energy, me too. Like I hear now, I am like more of the feisty, maybe warrior energy, maybe like I don't know, like maybe that's the energy today, like a little bit a warrior. But that's me in my teaching today, on a day where the sun is shining and where I feel very playful and energized, right? If you watch my content, sometimes I can be so soft-spoken, so sweet, so vulnerable, speaking from my heart, which is more the mystic and the lover. But what I want to tell you is that you will become the woman who gets everything that she wants. If you bring all of these archetypes online, where you get to know yourself, being all of them, being connected to the spirit world, absolutely the divine, the spiritual, the more high frequencies, but also being deeply rooted in the dark goddess, like the queen of the underworld, being so savage in this world where you have seen some shit, right? Where you also are the warrior, because what is warrior? It doesn't necessarily even have to be the energy that I am portraying right now. But what I want to say here is that, especially, and that's the thing, the human, like that's my style. That's what I teach in my coaching programs. If this is calling you, sign up for the Dream Builder right now, okay? Sign up for the Dream Builder right now and let us create the blueprint of your dream life. And then let's keep you going there. Okay. So, what I want to say is that in my work, I help you to expand into the full spectrum of who you are, the full spectrum, all of it, right? From the lowest of energies to the highest of energies, from the like maybe, yeah, the dark goddess, if we want to keep it with the archetypes from the dark goddess, from the underworld. You were just raised from the dead. Okay, you were just raised from the dead. And this is sometimes true for people who, let's be real, who have thoughts of not wanting to live anymore, right? Where your life has become so depressive that you feel like you don't want to live anymore. I know that feeling, trust me. Okay? So this is where you rise up from the dead as the dark goddess coming out of a depression. You have seen the lows of the lows. Right? You have seen the lows of the lows. Then you activate that energy. You become a warrior. And what does the warrior do? The warrior creates boundaries, right? Because the time, and that's another truth that I'm dropping here on you. As I said, we're spiritual beings having a human experience, and many times we are vessels, like we are channels of the divine. And this vessel, our body is the vessel, right? Our body is the temple, is the vessel of the spirit. And many times we are occupied, like we are literally blocked by, we can call it mindset, right? We can by thoughts or by entities, right? We're blocked by entities that suck the energy out of us. Thoughts, like these negative thoughts. And these negative thoughts can be represented by people in our life, like you're a nobody, you're no good, like you have no place in the world, you don't belong, especially for the spirituals, especially for the soft-hearted, especially for the ones who are creative and don't really fit into the societal structures because you're here to create you, right? You've probably heard that before, but it's true. So what I want to say is, again, you're raised from the dead. You wake up, you're the dark goddess. You realize, okay, I can't see in the dark. It has been very dark here, right? So let's go see where the other side of the spectrum is. Here's the darkness. You become the warrior and you learn to establish boundaries, say no, right? And force these boundaries because sometimes, and we know it in real life, people will be like, yeah, they will try to break your boundaries down. That's just what it is. People will try to make you do things that you don't want to do. People will try to take your energy where you don't want to give, right? So it's very important to establish boundaries. And for that, you need to be in that warrior energy, right? Okay, so we continue. Then maybe you become the mother. Yeah, I'm just making that up. It doesn't have to be in that order, but that's just my journey out of the darkness right now here for you. So dark goddess, you become a warrior, then you become a mother where you nurture yourself, you nurture your soul back to life, and then you become the lover. So your heart is free again. You love and you want to share the love. And especially, and this is also, I can tell you a real life story about me here without making it too theoretical. Is that for me, for example, I am a very soft-hearted person, but as you see me here, I can also be very feisty. But like this is my dominant feeling. I am a very soft-hearted, sweet person. And for a while, and I would say like the past few years, I had become so much in this love that and I couldn't put up any boundaries. So I was exploited. I was exploited by men. I was exploited by life. Let's just keep it very simple here. But this is exactly where you have to bring up the warrior energy again to protect your standards, to protect your space, to protect your peace, to protect your energy. Okay? Very important. Dark goddess, warrior, mother, you nurture yourself back to life. You become the sweet, creative heart, right? And then the lover wants to give her medicine, the story, the art, the creativity that you found along that journey to nurturing yourself back to life, right? So you want to give your medicine, becoming a medicine woman. And then the highest here is to become the mystic, right? Where you're back connected to inspiration and to like, yeah, to the higher realms, to spirituality. But it's so important to be all of it, right? To be all of it from the darkness to the light. with the spectrum here, from the darkness, you come into the light. And this is personal development, is being all of you, being whole, bringing all of the parts of you online. You are not only this, you're not only this sweet, soft-spoken, innocent little girl. You can be that if you want, and this serves a lot when you deal with men, right? But you can also be her, right? You can be her, you can be wild, you can fight, you can cut somebody, right? So we want to be both. And the more beautiful you become over here, the more spiritual you become over here, the more sweethearted you become over here, the more savage and the more warrior-like and the more boundaries you have to put up in order to protect it, because people will always try to rob from the light, from the beauty, right? You can be a beautiful woman over here, and you will attract more and more and more men to you, but you will at the same time attract more envy, more hate, more jealousy, right? And here comes the warrior that has to block it off, right? And do what is necessary, okay? So that's very important. So yeah, that's really what I wanted to share. I'm just checking if there's anything more to say about that aspect. I think not, right? But really what I want to let you know is, if you want to dive in and if you want to become all of who you are, come over, let's work. The Dream Builder program is now open, and I'm looking forward to see you there. So you can really become all of who you are and walk in your full potential, right? Is bringing all these parts of you to the forefront, bringing all of them online, because you are all. We don't have to deny one or the other. We are everything. And that is so beautiful. So beautiful. Yes. With that, you can create the life of your dreams. That's it for now. See you later. I feel inspired to record another video, so probably you're going to see another one. Stay tuned. And again, if it calls you, now is your time. And I want to let you know that wherever you are, your life can change. You just have to make the decision, and you have to make the investment, and you have to jump in. You have to do the work, and everything can be changed for you. Promise. All right. Much love, and talk to you soon. Bye-bye.